أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire, on the TuneIn Radio app worldwide for free, and also worldwide for free on imanfm.com. My name is Zaid Huck. You're listening to Sports in 60 Minutes. This show is every Sundays 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. You can get involved with the show using the hashtag Zaid60Minutes. Also, if you've missed previous shows, you can listen again on audioboom.com/1Zaid. That's audioboom.com/1Zaid. So welcome along to today's show. Before I move on to all the sport as usual, Ramadan is passing us by. In fact, it's running away from us. And almost half of Ramadan has all gone away from us. I hope you're maximizing this Ramadan. My dua is that you all maximize the rest of Ramadan and remember myself and the entire Iman FM team in your duas, especially the last odd nights of Ramadan in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Jazakallah khair. Moving on to today's show, first of all, I'll be looking at the fantastic rugby union test series down under between Australia and England. First of all, the first test match took place on the 11th of June 2016. That was a brilliant match, a high-scoring match in rugby union terms. It finished England 39, Australia 28. So a brilliant performance by England to win the test match and lead the series 1-0 in the three-match series. So the next test match took place yesterday, the 18th of June. Brilliant win, brilliant defensive performance by England. They won the match 23-7 on a very, very difficult pitch because it's been raining for several days. So what that meant, that was a historic win for England. It was the first time that England have won a test series down under against Australia. That means they've won the series 2-0. With one test match to spare. So it was a low scoring affair compared to the test match last week. As I mentioned, it finished 23-7, which sealed the historic win for England. Well done to the England Rugby Union men's team for this brilliant achievement. And as I mentioned, it's a historic achievement. It puts in perspective how poorly England performed at the home Rugby Union World Cup 2015 that was held in the UK. The England coach has done a fantastic job with the squad. A lot of the squad is from the original Rugby Union World Cup team. However, with the new faces, also change of mindset, winning mentality has proven worthwhile in this test series so far. Let's just hope England can somehow manage to win the third test and do a clean sweep. And that will be a fantastic achievement. It won't obviously go towards the disappointment of what happened in the World Cup, but a whitewash in any circumstances against Australia is a major achievement and remembered by generations to come. So let's hope they can go on and complete the whitewash. Moving on from the England winning Test Series theme, let's move on to cricket. England, as you know, were playing Sri Lanka in a three-match test series here in the UK. England thrashed Sri Lanka in the first two test series to win the series 2-0, with the final test match taking place at Lord's. Let's look at what happened in the Lord's test match. First of all, England batted first and they made 416 all out. Brilliant innings by Johnny Bairstow once again with a century, 167 off only 251 balls. He was ably supported by Alistair Cook, who made 85, and then Chris Wokes, who made 66. So that was a brilliant innings by Johnny Bairstow, and he went on to the honours board at Lord's, which is no mean feat, so well done to him. It was first time he's been on the honours board in Test cricket. So in reply, Sri Lanka were all out for 288, with Silver making 79, and Karunathani making 50. Sri Lanka did suffer a huge collapse. They were at one point 162 for one. So they went from 162 for one to 205 for six. and then eventually out for 288. The pick of the bowlers for me was Chris Wokes, who took 3 for 31 in 17 overs, followed by Finn with 3 for 59 in 18 overs. So it was a brilliant bowling display by Chris Wokes, taking, as I mentioned, 3 for 31. So his 17 overs went for just under 2 runs per over. So it was a magnificent bowling feat, especially at Lord's. So what that meant was England came out to bat again. And in the second innings, they made 233 for 7 declared, with Alex Hales agonisingly falling short for 94. It would have been a brilliant century and he deserved it as well, especially the way he played in this innings with some aggression. Also, he looked more at home in this test match than he has in the rest of the series. So it was a great shame that he got out for 94. Alistair Cook batted way down the order because of picking up an injury while he was fielding. So he made a 49. But unfortunately, because of rain, this match came to a draw, with Sri Lanka only batting 24 overs in their second innings and making 78 for 1, which meant that England won the series 2-0, with Johnny Bairstow being named man of the match and man of the series. So well done to Johnny Bairstow and well done to England on winning another test series. Let's look at the news regarding Pakistan. So the Pakistan team flew into the UK on Saturday night, early Sunday morning, for their test series, which, as I mentioned to you, will start on the 14th of July. Mohammad Amir has been in the headlines for Pakistan. Firstly, he said that he's very, very lucky that he's returned to the Pakistan cricket team. And he says he's got a point to prove and he will be hoping to be the leading wicket taker in this series. So bold words that he wants to be the leading wicket taker, especially when you've got the likes of Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad. Not only have they played in this test series, but will turn it on against Pakistan as well, because they're already in form by beating the Sri Lankans 2-0 in their series. So they're already in form, they're match fit. Pakistan haven't played a competitive match since the T20 World Cup. So Pakistan will be short of form, will find it very, very tough in the English conditions, especially so that we haven't really had a summer so far. So the ball will move around early in the test series, despite being in middle of July, purely because of the overhead conditions and the amount of rain we've had, which will aid the seamers, and the Pakistan batsmen won't be able to cope with English conditions, considering the likes of Yunus Khan, Misbah Ul-Haq, Azhar Ali and Asad Shafiq and Mohammad Hafiz have played in English conditions with the bat. But this time around, I don't think they are match fit. I don't think they'll be competitive in the batting arena against England's pace attack. Misbah Ul-Haq, the Pakistan captain, says that team is in high spirits for the England tour. They may be in high spirits, but as I mentioned just a minute ago, if you haven't played any competitive matches, doesn't matter who you play against, but you need to be match fit, you need to be mentally, physically fit for Tour of England. The reason being because the weather changes so much. So one day it could be 20, 25 degrees, another day it could be in the low teens, the temperature. So you need to physically adapt. And although they're coming in Ramzan Sharif, and many may opt not to fast, which is entirely up to them, they will not play any competitive cricket as such against the county teams. Because what will happen is a lot of these county teams will play weakened sides. So it'll be very, very easy for Pakistan to build up momentum. That momentum won't be competitive momentum. It will just purely be just to get some self-confidence before they start the test series against England. So that was all your news from Pakistan cricket team.